What ends up happening then is you start to create what I call this virtuous cycle of progress, where you're getting visible progress, motivation, and you build momentum. And the amazing thing about momentum is that in the moments of momentum, you can accomplish incredible things. So there's something that Greg used to say to me all the time. In every project, person's life, or business, they enter what are known as momentum windows. And when you enter a momentum window, he said, you will basically be capable of making a quantum leap, the kind of leap that ensures that you'll never be back down at the same level of again. So he said, you know, a momentum window is when Facebook reaches 100,000 users as a startup. And he said, they're never going to be smaller after that. And of course, it's incredibly hard to gain. And once you stay there, you want to make sure you do nothing to lose it. The beautiful thing about a 100-day project is that it allows you to actually create momentum without effort that just feels like such a strain.
I'm Srini Rao, and this is the Unmistakable Creative Podcast, where you get a window into the stories and insights of the most innovative and creative minds who've started movements, built thriving businesses, written best-selling books, and created insanely interesting art. For more, check out our 500-episode archive at unmistakablecreative.com.
All right. Hey, everybody. Srini here, host of the Unmistakable Creative Podcast, if that isn't completely obvious by now. And today I'm actually here with our community manager for both our listener tribe, which is completely free to join, as well as our Unmistakable Prime community. Milena, what's going on?
Hi, Srini. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm losing my mind because we're in the midst of a pandemic and I can't go anywhere, do anything, or see anyone. But other than that, I'm great.
That's a standard spiel you will hear from everybody these days.
Well, I think that actually, you know, sets it up perfectly for what we actually want to talk about today, which is something that we are actually doing with the Unmistakable Prime Group and something that we think is an incredibly powerful method for accomplishing creative goals, and that's the 100-day project. So for those of you who don't know, the 100-day project is something that a designer named Michael Beirut came up with, where the concept basically was, well, what if I could pick one thing and just work on that one thing for 100 days? And, you know, I think, Milena, you really were the one who sort of led the charge and said, okay, what if we basically overlaid the 100-day project on top of Prime and you know, helped our members accomplish their creative goals? So we wanted to talk to everybody about this because we think it's such a powerful concept. So you've been the one doing all of the research and digging much deeper than I have. Because I mean, you know, at this point, I basically just report to you. You're kind of my boss.
I don't know about that, but okay. So we started talking about this in our community, and that seemed like something many people are interested to do. And I think big advantage of 100-day project is that it can be anything. And as you know, we are kind of gathering creatives of all kinds. So we have writers, we have designers, visual artists, musicians, you name it. And it's kind of difficult to find something that will strike the chord for everyone. And 100-day project, perfectly enough, is that kind of thing. So first, we will talk a little bit about 100-day project and why is it relevant, and then the spin we're going to give to it in our community. But essentially, that's the project where you repeat, your action of choice for 100 days to make a substantial progress. And the beauty of it is you can choose a small or big goal as you like, depending on where you are, depending on your circumstances. And you can choose any skill. You can paint, you can write, you can play music, you can, do yoga, meditate, whatever. Just repeat that for 100 days. So it's kind of very versatile.
You can even declutter your house. Like literally you could say, okay, I'm going to throw away something for every day for 100 days. So, you know, I think that that's one of the nice things about this is that you made a good point, is that it literally can be applied to anything. Or maybe you say, hey, I'm going to teach my child some new thing for 100 days. Anything can basically be a 100-day project, which is what's so cool about it. But let's talk about like the real benefits of it, because I think that, you know, you made a point of the fact that, this is one of those things where you take one thing and you work on it for 100 days. And I think one of the things that really comes from that is the power of focus, because one of the common things that I've seen with everybody I've talked to, myself included, and many of the people in our current Prime group is that they're trying to do too many things at once. And like, I feel like sometimes, you know, we're beating a dead horse because we'll go into office hours and it's like, oh, okay, just stop doing all those other things. And, you know, to give people sort of an example, you know, you might have heard the interview with Greg Hartle, where he sat me down and, you know, he made me make a list of the things that I was doing at the time we started working together to, you know, make money. And then he said, do you want to do any of these 5 years from now? And I said, no. He said, then stop doing them now. And what's interesting was that that narrowed my focus so much so that the only thing I could focus on was the podcast. And that ended up being one of the most transformative periods of, you know, the life of Unmistakable Creative. So that's really, to me, one of the big benefits. But there's some other ones too. I mean, I know you've spent a lot of time sort of digging into the research because you're writing, you know, an article about this.
Yes, and I definitely encourage everybody to check out the article when it comes out. We'll link to it in the show notes. I think so. First, one thing is that we have a weird perception of time. You know, what is 100 days? We don't really know. And especially now in the midst of pandemic, when every day is the same, it's a groundhog day over and over.
Pretty much.
It's like, where did the time go? You know, I had people ask me for some requests for early July, and it's like, wait, it's already August. So people are confused. And I think a little project like this kind of gives you better sense of time and where did your time go? So when I did the math, I calculated that if you start your 100-day project in mid-August, which is when we're starting with our group, August 17th, you will finish right before Thanksgiving. So it's going to be November 25th, last week of November. Mm-hmm. So it's actually a lot of time. The year will be almost over. And in our group in December, we are always doing reflections. Mm-hmm. And this is a great opportunity if you want to start something meaningful, something tangible, something sustainable.
Yeah.
Now is a perfect time. So I think that's a big component.
Yeah, I think that you pretty much hit the nail on the head of you know, time sort of having no meaning right now, because I remember talking to my dad and he's like, I don't even know what day of the week it is most of the time. And I think the only reason I know what day of the week it is because my roommate's girlfriend comes over and she's not a weirdo creative like us. She has a normal job. So that's kind of if she wasn't here, I don't think I would know what day of the week it is. And the funny thing is a lot of people are feeling that way probably. And the time is flying by. But I think the bigger thing that you brought up here was that we're going to be done by Thanksgiving. And, you know, you do, you know, like we use December for reflection. And the interesting thing is it's probably much nicer to reflect on the things you've accomplished than the things that you didn't accomplish.
Oh, my God,
you know,
completely.
And so rather than wait to start this thing you say you want to start or do this thing that you want to do, if you started now, it would be kind of amazing to see how much progress you would make. So like one thing that's been interesting is, you know, one of our sort of superstar community members is a woman named Elodie. And she did in 2 months what I don't think I've seen other people do in a year using some of the concepts. Like she just finished, you know, filming a music video. Like I remember talking to her just a few days ago and she managed to, you know, film a music video, start a company to help artists sell their music. Like she did all of this in the span of 2 months. And I just thought, wow, now I feel really lazy. Like you took my own ideas and you basically did more with them than I think I've ever done. But I want to talk about why this works. There's sort of three core principles behind how this works, whether you're a Prime member or not. And that is visible progress, motivation, and momentum. It turns out, you know, if you go and you do the research or read a book called The Progress Principle from a woman named Teresa Amabile, who is a professor at Harvard. When she surveyed something like 1,000 creatives, I don't remember the exact numbers, the thing that she found was their biggest source of motivation and fulfillment was actually making real progress. But the problem that we often have when it comes to progress is that we measure progress against an outcome as opposed to an action. So, well, what do I mean by that? Well, let's say that your goal is to sell, you know, 1,000 books. Now, the thing that happens is if you measure your success on that goal based on whether or not you sold the books, you're going to feel like a failure the entire time until that outcome happens. And so as a result, it's going to be very difficult to be motivated. But let's say that you measure that exact project of writing a book or that goal of writing a book based on whether or not you did a bit of writing today. It doesn't have to be 1,000 words. It could be, you know, hey, today I wrote 3 sentences. What ends up happening is that you actually start to see the progress in front of you. Like you literally see the progress in front of your eyes. And because of that, you're going to be more motivated to keep working on it. So think about what happens when you go to the gym daily and you start to look in the mirror and you're like, wait a minute, I look better. Like I'm looking sexy now. And, you know, not that I've ever looked sexy after the gym. I'm sure maybe you do, Milena, but, you know, that's a conversation for another day. But yeah, I mean, you suddenly start to change. And so you're motivated to go back again. And what ends up happening then is you start to create what I call this virtuous cycle of progress, where you're getting visible progress, motivation, and you build momentum. And the amazing thing about momentum is that in the moments of momentum, you can accomplish incredible things. So there's something that Greg used to say to me all the time. He said, you know, like in every project, person's life or business, they enter what are known as momentum windows. And when you enter a momentum window, he said, you will basically be capable of making a quantum leap, the kind of leap that ensures that you'll never be back down at the same level of again. So he said, you know, a momentum window is when Facebook reaches 100,000 users as a startup. And he said, they're never going to basically be smaller after that. And of course, it's incredibly hard to gain. And once you stay there, you want to make sure you do nothing to lose it. And I can tell you this all from having been a person who lost my momentum and how much it cost me. But that's the thing, right? Is the beautiful thing about a 100-day project is that it allows you to actually create momentum without effort that just feels like such a strain, because you can do it through really, really, really small, you know, sort of what we call minimum viable actions, which we'll talk about, you know, in a second here. But literally, these are things that are so small that they're impossible for you not to do. You know, the example I always go back to is people want to learn how to write. I say, don't worry about whether you even write a word. Just open up your notebook. That's it. And if that's all you can manage for the day, check it off your list and come back and do it again tomorrow. Because what ends up happening, this is based on a principle of inertia. And I remember, you know, I heard this echoed in probably the strangest context when I worked with Nick Notis as a dating coach, who also has been a guest here on Unmistakable. He told me, he said, if you want to approach somebody and he said, you can't get yourself to go through, he said, just take a step in the direction of that person. And if that's all you can manage, then walk away. Mm. And he said, will happen, eventually the inertia will kick in and you'll end up just going, eventually at some point, the inertia will take over and you will actually go talk to that person. And that, you know, seems to apply in virtually every context that I've found when it comes to behavior.
Yeah. And I think also once you do action multiple times, it becomes a second nature. It becomes easy and it's easy Absolutely. To build upon it. Whereas the opposite way, doing it the opposite way, biting more than you can chew is always a recipe for disaster or, you know, dropping the ball very fast.
Yeah. Well, I think that takes us into sort of, you know, the other things that you want to look at when you're doing this, right? Like, you know, the difference between consistency versus accomplishment. So consistency is incredibly powerful, you know, and that's one of the other beautiful things that comes from, you know, working on one thing for 100 days. It's like Milena said, you do the same thing over and over. Eventually, that thing is going to become hardwired. So, for example, like, I don't ever have to think about whether I should get up and write in the morning. Like, I'm not motivated to write every day, but at this point, I can't not. It's like, if I don't do it, it's like I didn't brush my teeth in the morning, because it's just that ingrained of a habit. And so whatever you decide, so even if all you want to do from the 100-day project is develop some sort of new habit, you know, it's like, hey, I want to practice learning a language every day. You can do that. Like, that's why I think this is such a powerful concept, because there's nothing that's off the table with it. So it basically leads to consistency. The problem with taking an accomplishment-based approach to this is that it takes us back to that whole idea of the outcome, where if you don't accomplish the goal, you feel like a failure, because there's only two versions of success. So Milena, let's talk about what success looks like. You've been, I know, doing a lot of digging into you know, how people define success with their projects.
Yeah, definitely. And I think you brought the great point earlier, which I'd like to echo here. That's feeling good for the sake of process versus feeling good for the sake of outcome. So if you are feeling good for the sake of your process, you are actually feeling good for 100 days versus feeling good just when you finish. And that's not the point. And I think the key here is to kind of create some joy of like regarding the process, and that will keep you coming back for more. But I think Setting outcome-based goals in any year is not a good idea, but this year is a terrible idea. How many goals, Srini, did you have to change and alter because circumstances just didn't align this year?
Milena, I was planning on having a wedding that I was going to invite you to, even though that's putting the cart before the horse because there needed to be a girl. I was planning on, you know, taking ski trips, trips abroad.
Yeah, we had a trip in Colorado and all of that planned out. I had also, I think my big goal for this year, which I mentioned in one of our workshops, is to improve my social life. Guess how did that go? Obviously, on a regular year, a lot of that would depend on me, but this year it just doesn't. I had a goal also to go to Thailand for my friend's wedding, and obviously that would depend on me on a regular year to, you know, buy the ticket and organize the free time, all of those things. But this year, obviously, there are so many circumstances we cannot influence in any shape or form. So why don't we just focus on those that we can? And that's your work. That's your progress. That's building your momentum. So I think that's probably why this project now, this very year, would be so powerful.
Yes, I think that that's really a big one. I mean, I think you brought up something else here, and that is this idea of joy, right? There's no denying the fact that we've all been denied so many of the things that we thought we'd get this year. And, you know, I think I was writing about this the other day. I said, you know, like the problem with life plans is they don't account for, you know, pandemics, you know, unexpected divorces and all these other things that you just have absolutely no control over. And so the problem with the way that many people go about some goals is they basically lose joy in the process of pursuing the goal because they set goals that in which they have no control over, you know, any part of that goal. Whereas, you know, the 100-day project is phenomenal because of the fact that, you know, it allows you to have, you know, sort of progress that you can control. And that's, you know, when we say it's like, what does success look like? It's repeatable, it's controllable, it's sustainable. And that's the beauty of this approach, is that it gives you all of those factors. Because let's say that you don't end up accomplishing the goal, but you end up saying, it's like, wait a minute, like I didn't sell 1,000 books, I didn't finish the book, but damn, like I finished 4 chapters of this book I've said I wanted to write for the last 5 years. That's amazing, because you still have this motivation to say, oh, wow, like I made a dent in this dream of mine. And yeah, so that's one thing. And then the other thing is, you know, people always say, well, what happens if you miss a day? This is an, you know, interesting one. And look, missing a day is something that happens to me. Like I'm, you know, victim to a lot of this stuff, and I've spent years studying it. So I'll give you, you know, an example for people listening. You might remember Emily Fletcher from Ziva Meditation. Mm-hmm. And so she convinced me of the virtues of a meditation habit when she first showed up like 2 years ago, and I didn't follow through. Somehow I, you know, ended up getting a new copy of her book when the next version came out, and I was sold. And then I managed to sustain it for like something like, you know, 45 days, and suddenly I fell back into this pattern of inconsistency again. And even this morning I didn't meditate. And which is reminding me, like right after we get off this call, that's what I'm going to do.
But the day is long, so you still have time.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, it took me back to something that James Clear said. And he said, you know, when you miss a day, reduce the scope, but stick to the schedule. So like, if you can't manage 10 minutes or 15 minutes, manage 5. Like the, you know, you basically make the action smaller. And so the 100-day project is perfect for saying, okay, well, I can't write 1,000 words today, so I'm going to write a sentence, you know, like, or whatever it is, whatever your version of that is. And then I think the final component of this that, you know, I want to just sort of allude to, and, you know, this is where you guys get to hear the pitch for Prime, but accountability. Public accountability is an incredibly powerful motivator, because when you make public commitments, basically, it, you know, is a test of whether you're a person who has integrity, not like, you know, and we need, for the purposes, we need to define integrity. And that is, you know, are you a person who does what you say you're going to do? And when you make that commitment in a public forum, somehow it lights a fire under your ass. You know, we had a person in our community, Michelle Florendo, who's also been a podcast guest, who said, oh, I'm going to record a new episode of a podcast. And I remember she came to one of our office hours and she committed to the entire group that she would do that. And she said, it'll be done by next week. And it was done 2 days later.
She literally did it the next day.
Yeah. And that's what's amazing about what happens when you have, you know, accountability. So for, you know, just for people who, you know, are interested in becoming a Prime member, you know, the thing that we're going to have is we're going to have accountability built in. We're going to have a progress tracker that you'll be able to see your progress and everybody else's progress, where you can check in every day and, you know, you'll see the notes that they're making. You'll basically have access to us for office hours to ask any questions that you have, you know, when you get stuck on your project. But more than anything, whether you decide to join, you know, Prime or not, we just want to say that we personally think this is one of the best uses of your time. It's a good way to keep yourself from losing your mind when, you know, you don't see anybody, talk to anybody, or do anything, kind of like every day of my life at the moment. Except yeah. I get to talk to you, Milena. Like, you know, my weekly meeting with you is my, like, you know, social outlet.
Yeah, there you go. Same for me. What I'd like to add too is that in the Prime, after running it for some time now, we kind of observe these common patterns and common questions people are asking, a lot of them being about consistency, attention, minimum viable action, creating systems, etc. So with Prime, for your 100-day project, if you join, we also have weekly short lessons on these main concepts. And these concepts are very universal for whatever creative endeavor you do, or even, you know, for your work life or what have you. Very useful to learn these key principles and essentially build your creative skills or habits for life. I can't emphasize that enough.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, those are, and that's the other thing. You made a really good point that these aren't just skills that you can apply to creative projects, but they literally will translate to every other area of your life, which is super cool.
Exactly. So, plus the accountability, plus the people, and just seeing everybody working on their projects and sharing their work also makes you more likely to do that, so you can be the member of the group as well and participate.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to learn more about Unmistakable Prime, then you go to unmistakablecreative.com/Prime, where you can find out how to join Prime. And then once you join Prime, you'll be in the Unmistakable Prime group inside of our listener tribe, where you'll be guided through your 100-day project with weekly assignments, weekly check-ins, and everything else that we're talking about. So again, go to unmistakablecreative.com/Prime if you want to learn more.
And we are starting on August 17th. So make sure you join by that time if you're interested. I mean, a couple of days are okay, but then if you make too big of a lag, maybe it would be difficult to catch up with everybody. So I just recommend to check it out fast.
Alrighty.
Sounds good, Srini.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Unmistakable Creative Podcast. While you were listening, were there any moments you found fascinating, inspiring, instructive, maybe even heartwarming? Can you think of anyone, a friend or a family member, who would appreciate this moment? If so, take a second and share today's episode with that one person, because good ideas and messages are meant to be shared.